Remarks of the President, Danville, Illinois, 1 November 1952.
Thank you very, very much. I'm more than happy to be back in Danville once again. When I was here in 1948, I asked you to vote for Adlai Stevenson for governor of Illinois. He's been a great governor, as you know. I only hope that by this time, all the people in the United States know Adlai Stevenson too. If they do, there's no question but what he'll be the next president of the United States. And a president who will rank in history with the other great president who came from Illinois, Abraham Lincoln. You know, I got acquainted with politics when I was 8 years old. That was back in 1892, when Adlai Stevenson's grandfather was running for vice president with Grover Cleveland. I had a campaign cap which said Cleveland and Stevenson on it. Some big Republican boys took my cap away from me and tore it up. The Republicans have been trying to snatch things away from me ever since. They've never had much luck at it, though. We just don't let them get away with it. What's more, I don't think the American people are going to let the Republicans take away the gains you have made in the past 20 years. I've made over 200 speeches and traveled 18,000 miles during this campaign to give the people the facts on the Republican record and the Democratic record. Just read the record for yourselves. You'll see that the Republican Party has been consistently against the things for which the New Deal and the Fair Deal have stood, for the welfare of the country. They voted against farm price supports, against Social Security, against minimum wage laws, against public housing, against full employment measures, and they've been against everything as for the welfare of the people. On the other hand, you will see that the Democratic Party On the other hand, you will see that the Democratic Party has always fought for the welfare of the people and has brought this country the greatest prosperity we've ever known. About the only thing the Republicans are for is what they call change. Now, I have a copy here of the October 26th Danville Commercial News here. You all know this paper doesn't like the Democrats any more than most of the publishers in the country. Now, the working newspaper men are all for Stevenson, but the publishers aren't. This newspaper has an editorial that says it's time for a change. Time for a change in Washington. But right in the very next column, in the same newspaper, has a story headed, "Do You Remember 20 Years Ago? October 26, 1932. Now, I'm quoting from the newspaper. It's just interesting as it can be. It says, "The lowest price for wheat in the history of the Chicago Board of Trade was chalked up today when December delivery contracts sold down to 44 cents a bushel." They want to change back to that. That's what their editorial says. Republicans would give you a change, all right. I don't know whether they would take you all the way back to 1932 on farm policy, but they'd go part the way back anyway. Republicans in Congress opposed most of the Democratic farm programs that brought to an end the chronic Republican farm depression of the 1920s. You ought to think that by now they'd go along with our programs, but only this year. The Republicans in the House of Representatives, by a majority vote, voted against price support at 90% of parity. Senator Taft, who would control the Congress in a Republican administration, said that if he'd been in town, he would have voted against it too. The last time the Republicans had control of Congress, you remember, in 1948, they enacted the sliding scale, which would let price supports go down as low as 60% of parity. Right now, if the Republican sliding scale was in effect, the support price for corn could be as low as $1.18 a bushel. Under our 90% program, it is now supported at $1.60 a bushel. You can hardly have a healthy, strong America without prosperous agriculture. And 60% of parity is not prosperity for the farmer. The Republican candidate has not said where he stands on price support. He says he'll figure something out before the present Democratic law expires. But you know that Senator Taft would dominate the Republican Congress, and you know exactly where he stands. You can't afford to take a chance on the Republican record, a Republican Congress, or the Republican candidate to maintain either farm prosperity or industrial prosperity. You can't trust them on the matter of world peace either. We've been building our military strength and the strength of our allies to meet the threat of communist aggression. But the Republican isolationists have voted to cripple our efforts to prevent a third world war. If they had their way, very soon we would be left alone with no friends or allies. The Republican isolationists would tear down the work we have done for world peace and risk plunging the country into a third world war. Think about these things. When you go to the polls on Tuesday, vote for the safety of your country, vote for your own prosperity, and vote for Sherwood Dixon for governor, vote for John Kinnaman for Congress, and send Governor Stevenson to the White House. We have four more years.